Welcome to the Juniper Networks J News. This is John Furrier with PodTech.net. We're here with Sanjay Berry, Director of Product Management of Security Products Group. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, John.
So Juniper News, we're going to be talking today about IDP, okay, Intrusion Detection Prevention Solutions, Network Application Visibility. What does that mean? And give us a quick news flash.
Sure. So one of the things people look at, customers, CIOs, CSOs, anyone trying to protect their network, the first thing they look at is, frankly, keep bad things off, right? No one wants malware, Trojans, all these bad, malicious things on their network. And that's, frankly, what an IPS or IDP, that's what it is, right? That's what traditionally it's done, kept all those bad things off your network. What we're talking about here is taking that same capability and saying, we'd like to do a lot more, and customers would like to do a lot more, rather than just say, block all malicious traffic. They'd like to say, well, you know what? For me, malicious traffic is someone running Napster at 10 p.m. at night or during work hours. Not what another company may consider a malicious event, but what one company may. We want to allow them to get that visibility into what's on their network. Once they know what's on their network, then they can set policies that say, hey, I want that. I don't want that. Let me prioritize business applications over bad applications and so on. So, frankly, in summary, it's taking what people view as IPS, threat prevention, to the next level.
So for CIOs, privacy officers, chief security officers, or any senior IT or network manager, where the keywords here are malware, threat prevention, peer-to-peer intrusion detection, and application visibility. Application visibility in particular is a hot topic because applications are now part of the environment where there's a lot of threats and performance tweaks.
Absolutely.
It used to be network layer, but now the application layer, that's a really key thing. Talk about that. What does that mean?
Sure.
Because consumers are doing music stuff during work hours. People are on the web doing consumer applications, Skype calls, IM, all that stuff.
Absolutely.
Talk about that environment.
You know, traditionally people have thought of networking and they've thought of, wow, that's an IP address or a port. And that's how they've thought of what's going on in their network. Doesn't work anymore, frankly. Applications are on what you're on your network now. You could have 15 applications over the same port. It doesn't mean anything anymore. So what we're saying is instead of giving you network awareness, which is what traditional firewalls may have attempted to do, we're giving you application awareness, i.e. what applications are running over your network. Who's talking to who? What are they doing? Is somebody sending a sensitive Excel spreadsheet via IM to your competitor? Is somebody using Napster for 2 hours a day during work hours? You know, what's going on your network? If you ask most customers, tell me who's running P2P, any P2P app on your network, the answer will be, we have no idea. Traditionally, that's been the answer our customers have given us. And they've asked us to say, well, how do I just answer that simple question? How do I answer the question of who's running Skype, as you mentioned, right, on my network? We like to give them that answer, and that's what we're really saying is application awareness, answering all of those questions on what's on my network, who's running them, when are they using them.
These are big questions. I mean, most people say, you know, what's a lot of network traffic going on? Because it's now a commodity and expect this, kind of like air we breathe, water we drink. It's given.
Yeah.
So a lot of action on there. So what you're saying is that most people can't answer that question.
Yeah, they can't.
Never even know how to deal with it either.
No, and that's the key thing is you cannot, as a privacy officer, as a security officer, everyone's stance is block all bad things, worms, Trojans. That's great. That works perfectly. That's what our IDP does. But when you go to the next level and say, well, I've stopped all the things that are truly bad, what about all the things in the gray area, right? P2P IM, it's kind of, should I allow it or shouldn't I? Most people want to be able to answer the question of, well, first of all, before I answer that question, let me see who's using it, why they're using it. And then if I know that, let me do something to stop it or rate limit it or so on. People can't even get past that first question. And they need to get past that first question, understand it, then they form their policies to say, this is what I want to do with those gray area of applications. Some customers will say, you know what? All that Napster, IM, P2P, I'm going to let it happen. I can't force my employees and be so draconian to say, you can't use that on my network. If you're IMing someone, your friend during work hours, fine. No problem with me.
Well, consumers are expecting that. I mean, consumers don't walk into their office these days and expect to be different consumers. They want the same stuff that they do on their home stuff.
Yes.
They IM, they flip pictures back and forth to each other, and they do that stuff.
Yes, absolutely. However, a company can say is, that's fine, you can do that, but if it affects my critical business applications, then you know what, I'm going to give you a lower priority. A very common thing customers say is, P2P and IM traffic, that should not take more than 10% of the bandwidth on my WAN pipe.
Let's talk about that. So one is answering the question,
yep,
what's going on in my network at an application level? And you're saying, taking it to the next level, worms and bad stuff, that's easy.
Yeah.
That's bad. Lock the doors. Don't let them in. Uh-huh. But this gray area where it's like, wow, this is the impact area. People mm-hmm. are IMing Napster. Talk about this going to the next level around policies and priority. What can companies do?
Sure. So, I mean, definitely the worm Trojan. I don't want to, you know, downplay that. It's a very
that's
hard
critical.
Problem. It's critical.
It's minimum they got to
do. And yes, but it's the minimum they have to do.
You do that. IDP does that.
We do that, yes. Yeah. The next step is to say, for example, if I'm a CIO, I am not going to say to my employees, no use of these applications. What I'm going to do is I'm going to set on my networking equipment, every time I see this type of traffic, which is in this gray area, I'm going to say, you know what? That's fine. If you take up 10% of my fractional T3 pipe, whatever my WAN pipe is, fine. As soon as you go above that limit, i.e. now you're using company bandwidth for more than just casual gray area applications, now you're using it to host a music site, or you're taking up so much bandwidth that you're affecting all my other...
And they're doing that, and people are doing that.
They're doing it.
I mean, this is what people aren't really talking about, but they are.
They are.
I mean, IT guys know it, and you know, there's music farms on every company's almost intranet.
Yes, and that's where you stop it, right? I mean, that, frankly, is not a valid use.
So the real news here is next level, priorities, policies, and you guys can do that with this product.
You do it, and one of the issues is not just chuck it to a database or a bunch of logs and have people mine it, which is impossible. Give you a visual front end to it that says, you know what, I don't have to spend an hour finding out the answers to these questions. I just look at your product, boom, here's the answer to these questions very quickly.
So obviously network visibility, huge. Application visibility, even bigger. That's the next step.
Mm-hmm.
Policies and priority types, type management or policy, if you will. Talk about the implications to the IT guy. What does this mean for them? Are they working harder? Are they doing more management software stuff? Is there any integration work? Talk about their impact besides the critical savings on the server side.
Sure. The IT person definitely needs to now go beyond simply deploying a device, figuring out, okay, let me enable this policy and do that at a network level. He needs to now work very closely with, the people who are setting the high-level policies of usage, network usage, company equipment usage. He now needs to be cognizant of that, because unless he knows that now, he doesn't know what to enforce, right? Before, he could easily say, yes, you can use a web application. Yes, you can use X. But now people are asking him to say, well, yes, my employees can use those applications, but not in this case, or not in this case, or not when it hits X bandwidth. Much more granular policies. He's been asked to set these.
Well, this is kind of the trend in IT in general. We talk about on Juniper has a Master of IT program where we're going to talk to customers, and this is clearly the theme that comes out all the time, that they're becoming more involved in some of the business decisions.
Yes,
because
absolutely.
IT and business are working together. That's what you're saying.
Yes, absolutely.
The business issues of, hey, this main production system that handles billing mm-hmm. can't go down because someone's trading music. That's what you're saying.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think an IT person now looks at all of his assets on his network and assigns almost a sensitivity score to them. Hey, this server is my most critical server because it's, if I'm E-Trade, I'm serving up all my customer and partner data through here. Well, this other server, you know what, it's for my intranet. It's still critical and so on. Many of them are assigning to all these assets, you know, how important is it? And as a result, where do I focus my efforts first, right? I focus my efforts on these servers, making sure bandwidth to them is protected. And that's what an IT person is doing now, prioritization, then enforcing these network and application policies based off which assets he wants to protect.
Let's talk about some of the upcoming enhancements, some of the Juniper's IDP products, as they're known, product mm-hmm. line, and how customers can get started.
Sure. So all the functionality I talked to you about, worm prevention, Trojan prevention, it's available across Juniper's product lines, all the way from a little 100-person shop to a retail stop with 2 or 3 employees, to a large, massive enterprise, to a large, massive data center, to a carrier, across the board. And the reason is, frankly, every customer wants what I just told you,
right?
One of the things we've introduced recently, however, with our new release, is this front-end visibility I talked to you about. Answering all these questions, making it easy, that's a key cornerstone innovation, we think, on the IPS front, right? Traditionally, IPS didn't answer those questions. We're taking it now to more, not just intrusion detection and prevention, but almost application detection.
It's kind of like that management dashboard that everyone wants.
Yes.
What's going on? What's, you know?
Yeah.
And give me green light, red light, yellow light, kind of just reporting.
Reporting, absolutely.
Is it that easy?
It's very easy. It's like, imagine this, you know, a lot of people talking about surfing the web.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't it be great if you could surf your network? So what do I mean by that? Imagine you could just say, let's see what Joe is doing. Or let's see who's using IM and then say, who are they talking to? And what else are they doing?
But this is not in a kind of big brother way. This is just simply allowing people to do what they want.
Yeah.
Anyway. They're going to want to do Skype calls. They're going to want to IM, do share photos, do this music things,
yes.
All those things. If you take it away, then it's like, oh, the company's not providing the freedom, and employees get pissed, basically.
They do, absolutely. But many IT folks want to know, hey, if I'm getting hit with a worm, for example, they'd like to say, where did that worm start? Right. Let me surf my network to see who brought that in and how did that come into my network from a USB key or so on. By tracking this,
yeah. You
know, you can very simply figure out what should I have done to remediate it before it hit my network.
So network application visibility really means doing all the things that are needed, obviously, and better on the prevention side,
yes.
Which is stop all the worms and the bad guys, and then really look at how applications are interplaying with all the other resources.
Absolutely. That's the key. You know, the key takeaway for most people now when they go beyond simple threat prevention is, frankly, before I can do anything more, I need awareness/visibility. And we would be happy, and most customers would be happy, if they solve that problem, right?
Well, they're learning, too, and they can actually increase some of their policies because they're actually more aware.
Exactly.
Because they're kind of, in some cases, guessing at this point.
Absolutely. Guessing or relying on their, you know, employees or others or partners to conform to their...
So Juniper, obviously, a real innovator and leading the charge in this market. You know, it's very key. Everyone knows that. Mm-hmm. Talk about the future of the market relative to where you see it going. I mean,
Sure. Honestly,
application policy is great stuff.
Yep.
What's next?
So the one thing that we do see is, you know, peer-to-peer IM applications, this type of communication, it's becoming more and more of a valid business use, right? For example, if you look at web services, frankly, everyone talks about web services. That's peer-to-peer communication from one server to another,
it's
frankly.
It's these mashups and things
out
there.
It's very valid use. So what we're seeing is the trend to discerning between valid use of these gray area applications and invalid use. And there's a fine line between that. And to do that, you really require something which doesn't just, in the future, tell you what application it is, but tell you, okay, that's an application, but how is someone using it?
Yeah, right? Kind of a Web 2.0 kind of thing.
Yes, exactly. And that's the trend we see, and that's going down even deeper dive. The other trend, frankly, is encryption. And all these applications, peer-to-peer traffic, IM, it's becoming encrypted, right? You look at the latest version of Skype, it's encrypted.
Yeah.
How can you tell what people are doing or who's using it if it's encrypted? So products which can...
Well, there's performance issues, too, and there's kind of awareness of what's going on.
Absolutely. So just simple knowledge of how do you deal with apps that are encrypted? How do I tell someone is using a peer-to-peer app that's encrypted? A lot of technology and research in that area as well, which you'll see over the next few years come to fruition.
We're here with Sanjay Berry with Juniper News on podtech.net talking about the great stuff on the prevention side and also the next step in IT management, which is application visibility, and talking about the future with Web 2.0 and encryption security. Still around the corner, great things. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.